Good morning and welcome to worship. As we continue in the Easter season, we're continuing to look at what it looks like to deepen that relationship with God, to recognize the relationship we have with Christ, to look at the Gospels and the teachings of Jesus and how that continues to apply to us today. Not just those first disciples. Turn with me today to the Gospel of John. The 14th chapter will be in verses 15 through 21. John 14, 15 through 21. I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version today. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you, and in a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. On that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments also keep them, and those who love me and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. The word of God for the people of God. So, as we grow in our relationship with God, with Christ, with the Holy Spirit, as we know, we are not alone. We have not been abandoned. Jesus emphasizes that here. This is before the crucifixion and resurrection, and yet Jesus knows what is coming. He knows that his disciples will feel abandoned, feel alone. There are times in our lives when we feel abandoned, alone, left to our own devices. In this season of life particularly, we may be feeling that. As we've now had some holidays that are traditionally family gathering days that we've spent alone, or with just those in our immediate household, maybe with a distanced visit from someone, standing by our front door, waving to someone, or yelling across an expanse. But it's easy to feel alone and abandoned in this time. In this season now, we are looking at our graduates and what they might be missing. As graduation is happening differently this year, we can't help but feel a sense of sympathy, of, oh, really? This is what you get? Yet on the same, or I was going to say the same hand, or within that, there's also this new sense of adventure and creativity and doing things in a way we never thought possible. That is the type of relationship that God draws us into. The disciples knew Jesus, and we remember back to last week's gospel passage of that relational between Jesus and the Father, and how if you know Jesus, you know the Father. and how that building of relationship brings us closer. Now we're getting the next level of that. In verse 16, I will ask of the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. Jesus goes on to describe this as the Spirit of truth. So, what does that mean for us? The advocate has not left us, has not abandoned us. The Holy Spirit continues alongside us. We are invited into relationship in this new, deeper way because of the Holy Spirit with us. Because we are able to continue that relationship, we are not abandoned. We are able to receive that Spirit of truth. And we know the world does not always receive the Spirit of truth. In this Easter season, we remember that Pilate asked, "What is truth?" And Jesus remained silent because Jesus had already given the answer. Jesus was truth, standing right in front of Pilate. And Pilate still could not see the truth. We are given the Spirit of truth, the advocate, the comforter, the Holy Spirit who is with us. With the Holy Spirit, we are able to discern truth. We are able to see that which the world around us cannot see. And because we are filled with the advocate, because we have this relationship with the Holy Spirit, we are able to share the truth with others. We are able to invite others into this relationship. This passage in the Gospel of John is one of those passages where we get our foundational Trinitarian theology, that Trinity relationship of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we know God is with us. We know that we are loved, that we've been invited into community in a new and different way. That is not understood by the world. The world that cannot discern truth cannot understand. As we grow in faith, we live. We live because we see Jesus. And because Jesus lives, we also live. The resurrection gives us life. Hallelujah! We are alive. And as we live into a place of living into the truth, of knowing even when we are physically distanced from friends and family, we are not distanced from God. The Holy Spirit is with us, advocates for us, is our comforter as we are lonely, as we are distressed, as we are broken. The Holy Spirit comes alongside us, moves and lives with us as we learn to discern the truth, as we grow deeper into God's truth. As we live in this Easter season, because he lives, we also live. And when we doubt that, when we have moments of doubt, we can turn to this gospel passage in John 14, especially verses 18 through 21, of knowing that we are not orphaned. We are invited in. We are adopted into God's family. And we live because he lives. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Let us continue to celebrate who God is, how we are brought into community, and that we live in this Easter season. Amen.